This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Okay, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this time of year, I'm always talking about, oh, yay, we got the Christmas trees, and we got the cookies, and we got the gifts, and everybody's happy, and, you know, family running around the place, and mistletoe, and it's like the most exciting, happiest time of year. Even there's songs that talk about how it's the happiest time of year. Well, 55% of Americans in one study don't find it the happiest time of year. In fact, they get the holiday blues. And each year, we have to spend a little time talking about this because as a doctor, I can't assume that everybody is feeling like I am and everybody's happy or whatever. There is a depression that many people get or a funk during this time of year, and appropriately so. So if you are suffering from the holiday blues, first and foremost, you're not alone. All right? I mean, if we could look at why some people get depressed on the holidays is, you know, first and foremost, okay, it is cold, right, and cloudy, even though I may welcome that because I'm always out in the sun and there's always sun where I live, other people might be, vulnerable to seasonal affective disorder. And the clouds, the lack of sun, the inability to go outside and get your vitamin D and to exercise and do what you need to do, for some, put some people in a rut. Another thing during the holiday blues is it gets dark very, very early. Now, I know we've been debating why we still have to do biannual time changes. Why can't we just have one time and stick with it? For some of us, we do better on standard time. I always feel better this time of year. But for other people, they need daylight savings time. They need it sunnier. They can't let it get dark while they're still at work, and then they come home and they feel like they lost their whole day. It does affect their psyche. In terms of holidays and Santa and elves and cookies and reindeer, you would think just the thought of that would make you smile, and it does. Somebody who has a holiday blues doesn't hate Santa or hate Rudolph, but they might be reminded of their past. If they had a childhood that they didn't like or was very, very traumatizing. Sometimes seeing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that old cartoon, can maybe bring back some really, really sad memories. For any of us who lost a family member, we've all lost family members, not having them around the holidays, it really reminds you. You know, you should never forget about your family member that you lost, but over time, you learn to live with them not being there, and so you could still live a life, you could still find happiness, you know, through your grief, but when it's the holiday times, it reminds you that that person isn't there. Another reason why some people get the holiday blues, which nobody wants to admit, but we're going to talk about it on the show because it can be real, is it's expensive. The holidays are expensive. You need to go to a store, and everything is jacked up in price because it's holiday spending time. You're going to have traffic at a store. You're going to have long lines. Some people are like, okay, when does this end so I can, you know, go back to going right up to the checkout counter and not having to stand there for 20, 30 minutes. Gift giving can be expensive. We're going to talk about gift giving and, you know, ways to do it to save you money. But a lot of individuals feel the pressure that they have to spend a lot of money to, you know, for their coworkers, for their employees, for their boss, for their family, for their neighbors, for their friends. And so some people get a little nervous about it because of the inflation and recession and everything else going on. The other thing, too, is you can't, it's hard to escape. So if, let's say, you are sad about something, you could distract yourself very easily. You know, so if, let's say, I saw a sad movie, I could just quickly switch it to like a Friends rerun or, I don't know, Ted with Mark Wahlberg or something, and make myself giggle again. But with the holidays, and mind you, I love the holidays, but for those who suffer from holiday blues, every channel, every song, it's there. Everywhere you look, it's there. So for those individuals who are trying to, you know, cope and distract from some of the sadness they get during the holidays, there's no escape. So the holiday blues are very, very real. So, you know, one thing that we do recommend is, one is make sure you do have your distractors ready. All right? If you don't do well with the holidays, then if there are certain movies or certain things or pictures or things like that that help you, you know, kind of distract and focus on other things, have them ready. Whether it's a beach picture, whether it's happier times, happier moments with, you know, things like that. Find family or friends you want to be around. Do not be alone. A lot of people feel alone. So I think one survey, let me double check. I think they say Gen Z, 75%, and single adults, 65%, feel lonelier than their counterparts. All right? Maybe you have holiday blues not because of Santa or Rudolph or because of all the cookies or the gifts or because you lost somebody. It's you're alone. You're seeing all these pictures and movies and commercials of everybody being together. Don't be alone. Go to church, go to temple, go to a friend group. Just don't be alone. You know, and if you are alone, a lot of people don't know that you're alone or you don't have a family to go to. So those are things. Or volunteer. I think volunteering is so therapeutic. During the holidays, a lot of charities need help. So see how you can help and convert it. If your seasonal, you know, affective disorder, if you do have issues with cold times a year and clouds or certain seasons, or if the holiday blues are severe, see a counselor, see somebody. They can teach you ways to cope. You know, the holidays can be the most wonderful time. You just have to find what about it can please you. You know, if you really like pumpkin spice, that's great. For those of you sick of pumpkin spice, you don't have to have pumpkin spice. Okay, you can have a chocolate chip cookie. You can do whatever you want. But you have more control. People with the holiday blues feel like they don't have control. You do. And there's usually something about it that you can, you know, grasp onto and ride, you know, during the holiday wave that'll hopefully be pleasing to you. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-ALEX.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I got LASIK years ago. I loved LASIK because ever since I was 11, and it probably happened before then, but I was able to hide and compensate it. I had severe nearsightedness. And I had to wear glasses when I was in the sixth grade. And I was embarrassed. I hated now having glasses, needing an additional device just to do what I need to do. And, you know, in our family, you know, my dad's side of the family didn't need glasses, but my mom's side of the family. So, you know, another reason to dislike my mom as a kid. Poor mom. And I couldn't stand it. So I wear contacts all through college, medical school. Actually, not even college. College, I still did the glasses thing. And it was in medical school where I'm like, look, I need to be able to operate. I need to be able to deliver babies. I can't be dealing with my glasses getting spotted up, things like that. So I went for contacts for medical school. Difficult in terms of 36-hour shifts and sleeping in them and not sleeping in them. And eventually, my eyelid, and I would take really good care of my eyes and remove them as often as I could, but eventually my eyes did not like the contact lenses. And the inside of my lid started to grow some fibrous tissue to separate it from the contact lens, because the contact lens is a foreign body. And many people start to not tolerate their contact lens. So I went and got LASIK. LASIK allowed a changing of the cornea, because when you have issues with nearsightedness or farsightedness, oftentimes it's the shape of the eye. The image that comes through the lens is supposed to hit the back of the retina perfectly. If you have nearsightedness or farsightedness, it'll hit either the image based on the way your cornea is and the size of your eye and shape of the eye. The image will come in front of the retina and look blurry, or it'll go behind the retina and it'll be blurry before it focuses, because the retina is there too quickly for it, shall we say, too close. So the reason why we have refraction with lenses is to, once we identify what's blurry and what you need to de-blurry it, we could then assume where you are in terms of your focus and the retina and the back of the retina where the image has to hit in order for you to see it clearly. LASIK offers a manipulation of the cornea, where they could change the size, change the shape, put it back, heals, and you could have near-perfect vision. For me, it was fantastic. It was one of the greatest things I could have ever imagined. The laser-assisted in situ carotid melusis, if I'm pronouncing that right. For me, it was fantastic. You'd had a little bit of halos afterwards. I think I did it in the early 2000s. I think maybe it was 2007. It was before the recession. And I didn't have to wear glasses. I was completely fine until I started needing reading glasses. And now I need reading glasses, but I could still see far away. So I could still see far away. I just have issues up front. Well, now the FDA is concerned that there might be an issue. The FDA has released a 25-page draft guidance after receiving input from patients who felt they were not fully informed of the risks associated with the surgery. The FDA's guidance states that patients considering LASIK should be given a decision checklist that describes the procedure. They should also receive a list of potential side effects, which could include dry eyes, difficulty driving at night, double vision, seeing halos around objects. Some have persistent eye pain. Some still need glasses. The FDA in July presented the draft guidelines, which suggested the content that should be included on patient labeling information for LASIK devices. They said it's important for people considering it to have clear and understandable information on the benefits and risks of the surgery to help inform their decision whether to get it. So they finalized their recommendations, and they have learned over time, because when LASIK came out, I think it was late 90s, early 2000s, it was discovered and the technology existed, but it became really, really popular during that time. And you got your Gen X's, you got your baby boomers that always struggled with glasses, and they jumped on it. Well, many have had issues since then. Now, I think you can get it redone. I think there can be a modification if needed. But, you know, often, you know, people are nervous because it's a permanent change of the shape of the cornea. And if it can't be fixed, you could have issues long term. Dr. Kira Manousis, a corneal surgeon and New York Eye and Ear Infirmary of Mount Sinai Health System in New York told Fox News Digital that LASIK surgery has been around for over 25 years. She's an ophthalmologist, and her practice provides patients with multi-page consent forms in addition to a video. And my doctor was very, very good. He spoke of all the risks and benefits, and so we considered, he had said, look, you're going to need reading glasses later. So I could leave one eye not LASIKed, so you could still see up close. And then we do the other eye with LASIK. And I was suffering from migraines at the time, and I was like, I think that's just going to give me headaches. No, no, thank you. In retrospect, some people said they've done that, where they've had the the vision different for one eye versus the other. In fact, a lot of people are using a contact lens for reading, where one eye has a contact lens, the other eye doesn't. And so you could read with the one eye, and with the other eye, used for farsighted. I'm thinking about trying that. I just think it'll give me headaches. But some of my friends have said that they've done really, really well. It's only taken a day or two. I just can't go back to contacts. That's the only problem, because my contacts I didn't do well with. So the federal agency report has now sparked some controversy. The surgeon said, over this time, we've heard a lot about the risks, but also enormous benefits of laser vision correction as compared to contact lens overwear and contact lens-related infections. We refractive surgeons have to do even better at screening patients who may not be candidates and have potential side effects, such as those with underlying dry eye. And so some people think that this might make people panic. Others think, well, it's about time. You know, there should be adequate consent. That's why I was amazed that we would mandate a COVID vaccine without offering patient-informed consent and let them have it. You in medicine do not do anything unless it is emergent and life-threatening. And oftentimes we still have to get patients' permission. That's why we ask for your advanced directives on, you know, do you want us to do life support? Do you want us to do life-saving measures or let you go? So, consent is imperative in almost all aspects of anything we do, except for the vaccine. You can't work unless you get the vaccine. You can't eat at this restaurant unless you get the vaccine. You can't serve in the military. That was bogus. And people could say, yeah, but they didn't force it in your arm. You had a choice. Yeah, you had a choice to be blacklisted from your whole career and the whole industry, such as healthcare. It was very poorly done. So the federal agency said they issued a letter to eye care professionals in 2009 providing information. I suggest you read that. When it comes to our eyes, I think any sort of assisted device, it's fantastic that we have them. But many individuals want to be able to just wake up and function. If you don't have your glasses, you struggle. And I can't stand that. I can't stand having that disability of not being able to see well. And so I'm still a fan of LASIK, and I would still recommend it if you and your provider think it's a great option. But realize it might not last forever. The effects might not last forever in terms of the benefits. Once you do need reading glasses, you're going to then need to do something with that. Now, though, if you do get cataract surgery, they are able to do lens implants, which are pretty cool, that have the refractive error. So you do have other options surgically to fix your vision if you need to. But, yeah, dry eye, halo, starburst, double images, those are things that can plague us. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update.
A lot of people on my flight were like, I've been traveling since yesterday.
The situation again for tens of thousands as the big winter storm may be over in much of the U.S., but it will still take a week or so for the airlines to get back to normal. Already today, airlines have canceled more than 2,000 flights and delayed another 4,000. It's still snowing in western New York, and Erie County Executive Bob Polenkar says nobody's going anywhere.
The city of Buffalo is impassable. Most secondaries as well as side streets have not been touched yet.
25 people confirmed dead just in Erie County. More than 50 people across the USA have died. Russia's president says he's willing to negotiate over Ukraine. Vladimir Putin told state TV it's up to others, meaning Ukraine, to come to the table. Meanwhile, Ukraine's calling on the United Nations to expel Russia, not just from the Security Council, but from the entire body. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I have not. Some of you have asked if I've been following everything going on with Twitter. I haven't been because there's, a lot going on. But I am blown away by the snippets I've been hearing. And some of the emails discussing banning censorship. In fact, I think Elon Musk is going to allow an app. I have to be very, very careful whenever we hear a promise like that because then everybody gets excited and I don't want to spread the word if it doesn't happen. But apparently, there's supposed to be a
option for us where we can see if we were shadow banned on the platform. Now, some of you might be like, well, who cares? You know, it's just a social media platform. But I've noticed some very odd things with my accounts. And I'm pretty, you know, I usually talk both sides. I mean, every now and then I have a pretty strong opinion against mandates, things like that. But I still support getting the vaccine if you want. It's a personal choice. Getting the flu vaccine. I still support some public health measures. I was anti-lockdown. But I think little things like that might have triggered different receptions towards my Twitter account, and I just stopped using it for a while because it didn't seem to go anywhere. It seemed to, nobody would even seem to see the tweets, and I was like, is that what shadow banning is? Shadow banning is you post something, and you notice this where your friend will post something and they'll get like 100 likes. You post something and nothing happens, you get crickets. But you have the same friend list as your friend. That could be a shadow banning. There could be some algorithm that allows your friend to be more noticeable than the other. Now, for some people, they really don't care. It's social media. For other individuals, when it comes to advertising, when it comes to promotion, when it comes to their speech platform, they don't want to think they were silenced. You know, and the President of the United States loses a voice on that platform, but President Putin still gets a voice, and other individuals who have spreaded hate speech, now you start to wonder, okay, what the heck is going on? And so there's been like some of the emails, some of the executives, and I don't want to read through them, but if you do look at some of the Twitter dumps, you see some of the emails, and they talk about Trump, they talk about not meeting with the FBI, and it looks like they're joking about it. And so I haven't gone through it all because, like I said, I got bigger fish to fry. But my problem with any of this is we were dealing with, okay, not only an election, and that's a whole other thing that can bring up a bunch of ethics charges and legal ramifications. But as a doctor, we were dealing with one of the biggest medical disasters and public health emergencies that many of us have seen in our current lifetime. And when some of us questioned what was going on, can we look a little bit more at the lab? Guys, I don't think this was bat soup. We got silenced. That's a problem. And it's been a problem since day one. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, but with Elon Musk, you know, submitting that there was proof that this stuff happened, that if it didn't fit a narrative, it was called misinformation. And now it looks like it was the other side that was spreading misinformation, and we were right that you can still get COVID if you're vaccinated. There are side effects with the vaccine, just like anything else. Natural immunity could help and augment the vaccine immunity and work together where you can have extra protection. But you spoke of natural immunity, boom, misinformation, silenced. You spoke about vaccine side effects or risks, it was quieted. Somebody said, Dahlia, you never talk about the risks of the vaccines. I published papers over and over again about what was being, I started a Facebook group on, hey guys, give us your vaccine experiences, good, bad, whatever, neutral. You didn't see it. It's there. And if you try to find it, you may not see it. So did they hide it? You know, I had said early on, we have a lot of women saying that they're having some postmenopausal bleeding, there's some period changes, some never got their period, and they've been taking pregnancy tests, and they don't understand what's going on. I go, I think there might be a risk, or one of the side effects might be an alteration with periods. Let us know so these women don't freak out. I did talk about that. People didn't see it. And so, you know, having women call me going, I think I have endometrial cancer. I think I have, okay, tell me what's going on. I'm bleeding. Well, go to the doctor. They will check you for endometrial cancer. But tell me, have you had a recent vaccine? Yeah, I got my COVID shot 2 weeks ago. That could play a role. I'm not saying it's 100%. You still need to be checked for endometrial cancer. But that might play a part to this. Okay, we need education. We need knowledge. And in medicine and in science, it's always evolving. You always have to pose the question. You know, the American Diabetic Association has published new guidelines, which means they questioned some of the previous guidelines and made updates. That's allowed in medicine. That's what we do. So when you can't even question and say, look, guys, I'm just not buying this bat soup thing. You know, China has leaked SARS before and had issues with SARS. Can somebody double check and make sure that whatever protocols are going on in that lab is not going on with other labs? Can somebody take, you know, just kind of, you know, take a gander over there? Misinformation, get shadow banned. Okay, that's not cool. Now, eventually word got out, but how many lives could we have saved if somebody saw any of us doctors say, look, guys, okay, this idea of don't go to the urgent care to just sit tight and you know, don't spread COVID, I think that killed millions of people because they were getting worse while at home. So when I tried to say, look, guys, your shortness of breath could also be heart disease. It could also be, you know, it could be COVID, but it could be heart disease. It could be lung disease. It's not always COVID. You said it's not always COVID. That's misinformation. Okay? I was right. I was right. I was right. And I don't like to sit here and say I was right. But I am pissed that these platforms wouldn't let me teach like I've been doing. So I could tell you guys about prostate checks, but I can't tell you about how a good mask needs to be a clean one, and it can't be one that was worn multiple times and got wet with your respiration. That I'm not allowed to say. That gets quieted. But come on, people. News asked me to talk about one of the therapeutics, the molnupiravir from Merck. I announced it on Facebook that I'll be on News 3 talking about that. I get banned for a month. Come on. Okay, that's not fair. And it's detrimental. And hearing doctors got silenced, and some doctors got in trouble with their medical boards for bringing up, look, guys, can we still look at natural immunity since we've been teaching it this whole time? You know, did natural immunity just not exist? Can we talk about what it does? No. She has to take a psychiatric, she had to take a psychiatric evaluation and had her license suspended. Now, I understand she had written a couple ivermectin prescriptions, but still, there has been some studies, not all of them, but some studies have talked about ivermectin's efficacy. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this topic is going to be, I think, PG-13, because we are talking about schools, and we're going to be talking about sex ed. And personally, I think sex ed should begin in middle school. I don't think sex ed should begin at the grade school years. I think middle school is when kids are going to be a little bit more open-minded and not giggling. I've had the sex talk with my kids. One was as young as 4 because their friend had slept over, and their friend, they had a little slumber party, and the friend had an older brother, and who talked to them about it. So when the boys all talked about it, I asked them the next day, all right, so teach me. Tell me what it is, because I don't know. And their definition of it was not the definition that I think a 4- and a 7-year-old could even comprehend, and they didn't even get it right. So, I mean, for the most part. So, sex is something that we parents always kind of feel a little uneasy about. But a lot of kids feel uneasy about learning about sex in school. Now, somehow we went from sex ed and learning about the way our body changes and learning about how reproduction happens and things like that to dating, to marital aid or sex aids, to, and there's a lot of, now parents are freaking out about school. They want to homeschool their kids, and this might be easier to solve. So I guess there was a headline where a dean of Francis Parker School allegedly was giving 14-year-olds visual aids of dildos and plugs, rectal anal plugs, lubricants, things like that, to teach about sex. And it's, I'm just wondering if maybe we need to kind of all meet. Let's get some doctors involved. Let's get the parents involved. Let's get educators involved and just discuss where are we actually going in terms of kids, education, what they need, and sex. When, you know, we think that kids want to learn about what they call butt plugs or about, sex. And kids in school are just as uncomfortable learning about that in a classroom setting as they are hearing about it from their parents. The reason why we used to never discuss penetration, lubrication, things like that, is because the average kid in class is like looking to see if anybody else is looking at them and then laughing and giggling and making notes. And it's just not the best arena to have a conversation about something that is really, really personal and a little bit very mature. Kids need to learn about it, but who do they need to learn about it from? The coach? The home mech teacher? The parent? Now, I get some parents, like mine, want to talk about it. So I had to learn from my friends. And when I was in class, sex ed was, it made you cringe. They taught you about tampons. They taught you about what was going to happen to your boobies. They taught you, you know, I was dying to know what happened to men. I'm like, okay, what does a circumcised or non-circumcised penis look like? What is, because you didn't have internet at the time. Why do their testicles hurt? You know, I kicked somebody in the, you know what, and they were floored. Why? That's what I wanted to know, but that's not what you learned. You had to do a scoliosis check where you took off your shirt and you had to bend forward for them to check if you're scoliosis, and I passed. And then they stuck a tampon in a cup of water, it blew up, and it scared the daylight out of us, saying, okay, well, we're not going to put that inside. So it wasn't, you know, to me, the best sex ed. And it was uncomfortable because, you know, you got your friends in class, you got your enemies in class, you got bullied. It just wasn't that sort of, you know. And so I think sex ed might need a revamp. And I think we also need to decide, and I want to ask you guys, how much sex should be taught in school? Do we need to learn about do we need to learn about, you know, first base, second base, third base, home run? Do we need to learn about the spectrums of homosexuality and heterosexuality and the spectrums of, and if so, how much time does it get? Does it get one lesson saying, look, guys, you know, sex can be involved, you know, or can exist between two people, blah, blah, blah. Do we need to bring up fetishes? Do we need to bring up bestiality? Do we need to bring up AIDS? Do we need to bring up injuries with AIDS, with sex AIDS? How far do we go? And this is something that we need to talk about. If now in society we're like, look, they're not getting it from home, Many of these kids don't necessarily have a family unit where everything they need to learn in society is going to be done, so school has to pick up the slack. Before school decides to do that, I would say still check with the parents. There's a lot of parents that want the schools to handle the sex talk. They're like, thank God. My parents did. My parents did not want to talk to me about sex because they thought then I would have it. Like the way they would describe it would be that enticing for me to want to go and have it. They wouldn't teach me. They wouldn't talk to me about it. So for them, they're like, okay, you're going to learn about it in school? Fine by us. Thank you, school. Other parents may be like, no, I don't want that. So one is go back to getting the consents. I think, you know, let the parents see the curriculum. If they think that will work for their child, they can sign up for it. If not, not. And another thing, too, that schools need to realize is just because a parent may deny a sex talk, it might not be they don't want the sex talk forever. It's just they might think that 8 years old is too young. They might say, look, I have two children. One is much more mature than the other one. So the mature one, yeah, you could teach at 8 years old. But the other one, can you wait till they're 13? So parents know their child pretty well. Teachers do too. But to teach to the masses, and then, you know, being a doctor, I have seen medical issues that have happened with butt plugs and anal sexual aids, as well as vaginal aids. If you, as a dean of a school, is going to be teaching people about this, you also have to teach the other side, too, if there can be. I mean, a 14-year-old might not know how to use that aid correctly. You know, and I get, in some families, sex is so taboo, kids can't talk about masturbation, they can't talk about all that, and they could get themselves into trouble. Like we saw with somebody putting an iPhone cord into his penis. Or, you know, doing other things sexually. But I don't know if the schools are covering that, too. Does the average school, if they're covering sex, talking to kids about not putting things into the urethra, or are they talking to them about it because it's sexually stimulating? And are they saying some people might find sexual stimulation doing this? Where is the, you know, I mean, if you're going to be talking about everything, then, I mean, I could see a whole year's worth of curricula on this. But if you're going to be like, no, guys, here, you could use this, whatever, you got to talk about the other side. You know, so, STDs, how much STDs is being discussed? You know, are girls being taught about gonorrhea in the mouth? Are guys being taught throat cancer, HPV-related throat cancer? Are these 8-year-old boys or 10-year-old boys being taught that HPV in the back of the throat can cause you to have throat cancer later? So you need to maybe gargle afterwards? So my question is, you know, how far do we go? And, you know, when do we involve the parents? 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.